Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome all to the house of the Lord once again on this beautiful afternoon. It is a gorgeous day that God has blessed us with. And we are once again going to bask in the word of the Lord this afternoon. I am very, very excited to present to you this afternoon someone who's part of our leadership team, someone who's faithful to the house of God, someone who loves the Lord, has the fear of the Lord in their heart. And we're very much thankful to have the Spirit use the life of this next sister that I'm getting to introduce at the moment. I'd like for you to give a warm welcome to Sister Cordelia. Amen. Woo-hoo! Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, we bless you. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. God bless you all for coming back for 2 p.m. service. I want to use this opportunity to thank our pastors, Pastor Teddy, Pastor Malene, and Pastor Marcia Santos for the opportunity to come before God's people and minister the word of God. Thank God for my brothers and sisters also who are present. Please, let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Lord and our God, we just want to bless you this afternoon because you're such a good and a faithful God. We thank you for strength to come back. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, strong word that came forth this morning. Father, thank you so much for showing your people the way to stay in abundance grace. Father, we thank you so much for that word. Father, as this word comes this afternoon, oh God, may your people receive also, Lord. Father, use my lips. Holy Spirit, take over my lips. Let it not be my word, but let it be the word of God. And may we all receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. The title of our meditation this afternoon, that's what the Lord has said. He's saying to me, I keep trying to leave it, but the Lord keep pushing me back. He's saying, prepare for season of restoration and recovery. Amen. Prepare for a season. This is a season where the Lord is saying, I'm going to restore everything the enemy has stolen. The relationship, amen, your fortune, everything the enemy has stolen from you, I will restore, and you will recover all. Nothing missing, you will recover all. So let us look at scriptures. Our first scripture will be from the book of Joel 2, verse 25 to 26. It says, so I will restore to you the years. Only God can restore time. No human being, you can recover your house, the property, but time. It's only the Lord that can restore that. So the Lord is saying, I will restore. He's the God that specializes in impossibilities. He can do all things. He said, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall, the Lord is saying, I will restore it, so you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. When this restoration comes, you're going to live, you're going to have abundance. That you will be forced to praise the name of the Lord who has done wondrously for you. You don't have choice but to bless the name of this God. You don't have choice but to testify of his goodness and mercy in your life. Praise the Lord. Another scripture will be Jeremiah 30 verse 17. He said, for I will restore health. Not only will he restore the years, he said, I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they call you an outcast. This is Zion, no one seeks her. He's restoring our health. Some of us that have been sick in our body, the Lord is promising us restoration. Not only will he restore, he said, he will heal the wound this sickness has caused, because a lot of people are sick. You know, they are limited. They can no longer do what they used to do. The Lord is promising healing. He says, I heal you, I will also heal the wounds that you have occurred from this sickness. And another scripture will be Psalm 51, verse 12. He said, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. The Lord is also promising he will restore joy. A lot of God's people have no joy. They are depressed. It's a lot of depression among believers. You see people today, it's like bipolar disorder. It's rampant. And among believers, you see them this minute, they're bubbly, they're happy. The next minute, they attack you. You're like, what happened? Isn't it the same person that was just laughing? There is something good. The enemy has stolen the joy, our joy. But the Lord is promising, I'm going to restore joy back to you. You're going to serve me with joy and gladness one more time. Amen. And another scripture will be Psalm 23, verse 3. Pastor, you put it this morning. We actually recited it. He said, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name. He restores our soul. Soul restoration. A lot of people have soul wounds. They have wounds. They have been hurt from people, from family members, on their job. So they carry so much wound. The Lord is saying, I will restore your soul. I will restore that soul. Remember in the book of Isaiah 53, he said, I bore their grief, I carried their sorrows. The Lord has taken, he said, I'm going to restore your soul so you have joy and peace and gladness and singing. You're singing to the Lord. No sorrow will stop you from worshiping me because I'm going to restore that which the enemy has taken from you. And another one we're going to look at is the book of Job 42 verse 10. He said, and the Lord restores Job's losses when he prayed for his friend. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Lord is promising prosperity and doubling our previous possession. He restored Job, all the things he lost. Even said, the Lord gave Job children. They say his daughter that were the most beautiful children, daughters in the Bible. That's how the Lord restored Job. Even friends that came to see Job sympathized after the Lord restored. They gave him gifts. They gave him money. They blessed him that Job became so prosperous. He had more now that the Lord restored him than what he had before. So as our restoration comes, we're going to have more. Why is the Lord giving us more from our pastor's preaching this morning? The Lord is preparing us to give. Give to our brethren. Give to the poor. Reach out to the poor. Reach out to the homeless. He's not restoring it so we can hold it and buy the most expensive. He's saying, I'm restoring you with this prosperity so you can be a blessing to the body of Christ. Through your generosity, you can bring unbelievers to Christ because of your giving. That's why the Lord is saying, I'm going to give you more than you lost. Some jobs, they rip you up. They pay you less than you deserve. The Lord, he said, I'm going to take it from them. I'm going to give it back to you. Amen. And the next scripture will be 1 Peter 5, verse 10. He said, now the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a while. Children of God have suffered. Some of them, during this COVID, they lost everything. A lot of them shut down their stores. It's like they are going back to square one. The Lord is saying, not only in some, I think I've forgotten the, what is it called? Not verse, it says some version. There's a version I read. He said, the Lord will settle you. The Lord is promising. He said, personally, I will restore you everything. I will establish you. I will strengthen you and I will settle you. Divine settlement. Also, when there is restoration and recovery, the Lord settle his people. Yeah. There will be divine settlement in every area of your life. Those of you that want to get married, the Lord will settle you maritally. Those of you that need a new job, the Lord will settle you with a good job. Those of you that want your own house instead of apartment, the Lord will settle in your own home. No longer will you rent. You will be a house owner in Jesus' name. Amen. And in the book, our next scripture was book of Zechariah 9 verse 12. He said, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Prisoners of hope. There are so many people that have lost hope. A lot of Christians have turned their back on the Lord. You know why? Because of delayed breakthroughs. He said in the book of Proverbs, he said, it's hope delay make the heart sick. But a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Because a lot of people haven't gotten their breakthrough. They've gone away. They've walked away from the Lord. So the Lord is saying today, I'm going to give you, I'm going to somewhat bless you. I will restore double to you. Amen. Double hope, because I will somewhat bless you and restore you that you have no choice but to have hope again in me, because you've seen what I can do. So that's what another promise God is giving us. The next scripture will be Romans 15 verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to restore joy and peace. A lot of people have no peace. They can't sleep at night. Insomnia. They go to bed, they can't sleep. There's no peace. Why the Lord promised us that he will give us peace that passeth human understanding. The Lord want to restore you, so when you lay down, you will sleep. Nothing will keep you awake. You just rest in the Lord. The Lord is promising that. And our last scripture for this section will be Isaiah 38, verse 16. He said, this is Hezekiah, after the Lord extended his life, say, oh Lord, by these things men live. And in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you restore me and make me live life. He's the only one that can give life. Remember Hezekiah, the prophet told him that it was time for him to go prepare your house. But the Lord spoke to the man of God. He went back and told him the Lord has decided to extend, give you 15 more years. That's Hezekiah. So he said, it's you, Lord. It's only you, Lord, that can restore me back and make me live. So the Lord will restore us back and make us live in the name of Jesus. So the title of our meditation is season. It says preparation. Prepare for season of restoration and recovery. Now we're going to look at scripture showed that is teaching us how to recover all. Let's look at 1 Samuel verse 30. I'm not going to read all of it verbatim. I'm going to summarize it. So now it happened that David. Okay, so the story started in 1 Samuel 29. David left, ran away after his encounter with Saul and the king of Gad, Achish, gave him a place which is called Ziklag. So that's where he lived. But when the Philistines were getting ready to go to war, David also came out with his men to help out. But once the Lord of the Philistines saw David, he said, no, I don't trust him. Wasn't he the one that they were singing about, that Saul killed his 1,000 and David his 10,000? So I don't trust him. He can turn against us anytime. So although the king of Gad told him that David is reliable, the Lord of the Philistines said, no, send him away. I don't need him to go to war with me. He's an adversary. He can't change his mind. So David went back to Ziklag. As they came, they realized that while they were there, the Amalekites have raided their place. They have taken the wife, his two wives, Abigail and the other one. They took them. They took the children. They took all the children in the camp, took some of their properties, and have gone. So they left. So David, what do you do? It was so hurtful, that you went to help. You came back. So David was facing rejection before he came to the camp. As he came to the camp, here is another bigger problem. Everything is destroyed. So David was so distraught, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. One thing I want to mention here, they say David and his men cried. They cried. They wailed until the next day. Everybody was upset. They were disturbed. So some of them started plotting to stone David to death. So I think once David heard it, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He said, Lord, you will not let anything happen to me. You have been a faithful God to me. You delivered me from Goliath. You delivered me from the mouth of the bear and lion. Why will you let these people stone me to death? I remember who you are. You saved me from Saul several times. He could have killed me. You have been so good to me, Lord. Don't abandon me now. He started reminding the Lord the good things. He's encouraging himself in the Lord. Lord, you are a mighty God. What can you not do? Do something about it. After David said that, he kind of picked courage, but he said, let me inquire of the Lord. I'm not going to do anything unless I inquire of the Lord. David went to the took the effort from Abitan, inquire of the Lord. And David asked the Lord this question. David said, David asked the Lord, shall I pursue the troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, and the Lord answered David. The Lord said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. The word of God came strongly to David. And once David heard that word, he told his troop, let's pursue. We will pursue. So they pursued these people. And as they got to the brook basin, 200 from the 600 group, they became weary. They didn't want to cross over to the brook. They were tired and upset about something. And because the word of God has already come to David, he's still remembering the word of God, because some people have been discouraged and say, I don't think I can do this with just 400. We were six, and all of a sudden they turned their back on me. What can I do with 400? But because he heard the word of God, David did not want to relent. He said, let's continue. You guys, stay here. That don't want a weak heart. Stay here. We are moving on. So as they moved on, they saw this young guy. He's from Egypt, but he's a slave to one of the Amalekites. So so one thing I want us to learn here is watch out. When they saw this guy, they didn't neglect him. They didn't ignore him. They took him in. They say he hasn't eaten for 3 days or drank. They fed him, took care of him. So life came back to him. And now David called him and asked him where he was and all that. And the guy told him everything. So David asked him to help them to get the people that have attacked them. The boy asked David, please do not kill me. Do not turn me over to my master. And David didn't do that. So it was this guy that led them to where those enemies are. And David killed them. The only ones that escaped was the 400 that ran away on their camel. But David and those men, they plundered them. They took everything. So they've recovered everything. So they took everything they stole from them. And as they were coming back, those 200 men that didn't go with them came to David. They came to greet him. But the other men, the Lord, they called them in the Bible, they called them wicked and unworthy men. They were telling them, no, you all have no share in what we did. No spoil will be given to you because you all gave up. But David said, listen, we're going to give them. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we will not be able to do what we just did. We will not be able to have the victory God just gave us. So we're going to give them today. So David shut them out. So as they went back with all the spoil, what David did, he gave those people that didn't go, he started giving to other people that didn't even go. He started sending gift, blessing to friends, to the elders. He started extending all this blessing God has given him. Why? Because David, after he recovered more than those people took, so he has more to give. That's what happened in restoration and recovery. In the law of restoration, the law says when the enemy is caught, he's going to restore sevenfold, even if he means emptying his house. The Lord will take everything the enemy has and give it to us, because this is our restoration and recovery. So what lesson are we learning from this 1 Samuel 10? When trouble comes, this, because the Lord is saying prepare. The Lord is saying it's a season. And the season will not last forever. It's a season. So the Lord wants us to prepare for this season. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Do not say, oh, I don't ever think anything good will come after I've lost everything in COVID. The word of God is true. If the Lord say, I will restore you, he will do what he say because he's God all by himself. There's nothing he cannot do. The Lord say, I will restore you. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Remember his goodness. Remember the good things. Remember when he has delivered you several times. All of us here have testimonies how the Lord has saved us, even in car accident. If the Lord have done all that, why will he not do what he said he will do? So in this time, the Lord warns us to encourage ourselves, even when others are speaking negativity. Oh, don't even bother about opening that business. It's a lost cause. You lost so much. Just think of something. The Lord is saying, encourage yourself in me. Remember who God is and believe his word. And again, the next point is inquire of the Lord. The Lord might be bringing an idea in your heart. Don't run. Go back to the Lord. Father, is this you, Holy Spirit? Is this you? Okay, if it's you, let me know what to do. Remember, David did not jump and run. He inquired of the Lord. He said, Lord, should I pursue? Will I overtake? And the word of God came. He said, pursue, you will overtake. And by no means, without fail, you will recover all. Did he recover all? Yes, and more than he had. So in this season, hear the voice of the Lord before you do anything, before you take any action, because you can run into danger. You can walk into danger and lose more than you've lost before if you don't listen to God. If somebody comes to you now and say, hey, Cordelia, there's a very good investment. You can make a lot of money from investing in this. Inquire of the Lord. Somebody come and say, real estate is selling. I have this house that you buy cheap. When you sell it, you will make good money. You just fix it up. Inquire of the Lord. If the Lord say, go ahead in your spirit, you should know when the Lord is speaking. Go with it. If you have cold spirit and you're not hearing God, don't go, because you're going to lose the little you have. So in this season, encourage yourself in the Lord. Inquire of the Lord. And another thing that I want to say, when people live your life, don't worry about it. There are some people that are in your life for season. And there are people that are in your life for lifetime. Sometimes people will leave because the assignment is done. They've done with the assignment. Let them go. They're done. So you see, David, they did not stop in the 200 men that say, we can't continue, we're tired. David said, okay, I've heard the word of the Lord. The Lord said for me to pursue and will continue to pursue with the 400 men I have. So discouragers will come. People that God want to live your life, he will bring them. Don't listen to them. Hold on to the word that the Lord has spoken unto you and go with that in Jesus' name. And the next one I want to talk about is the young man. Remember the young man from an Egyptian that was a slave. He's a destiny helper that the Lord has put in his path. Beware of destiny helpers. They might not look like somebody that can help you. They might not look rich. They might wear ragged clothes, but that person is a destiny helper. The Lord has put in your way to lead you to your recovery. That man is a poor man. He looks sick. They could have said, let's continue to run. Don't worry about him. But they came back. They showed that man kindness. And the man revealed where the enemy is. Without that man, they wouldn't have recovered. The Lord never told David, oh, I have this young Egyptian boy on the way. The Lord just wanted him to trust him. And in his part, he put that Egyptian guy and he told David all that he needed to know to recover. So in this season, don't say, oh, he's not a Christian. He's a Muslim. He's this. No. Be careful. Be careful how you treat anybody God bring around your way. I have a bank in Bank of America on Foot Road. And one day I put my card in the machine to get money. Wouldn't go through. I go to grocery, wasn't going through. So I went to Bank of America to find out what's going on. And the guy there, is a Muslim. So he told me to come. I sat down. He pulled my information. He was looking. He said, Mrs. Okonkwo, Bank of America haven't been treating you well. I said, how come? He said, all these things, they're taking your money. They're charging you to give you a checkbook. You're not supposed to pay them a dime. You have enough money to get it free. And they've been taking my money. He said, you have a lot of CDs, and they're charging you interest. Why didn't any of these managers tell you? So this man took my phone by himself. He set me up with the phone, I can watch everything. He consolidated my CD to one. He said, I put it in there so they won't charge you interest anymore. This man is a Muslim. This man helped me so much. I keep saying, God bless you. He said, thank you. He was smiling, but he's a Muslim. God can use a Buddhist. God can use anybody to bless you when your time for season and recovery comes. It doesn't matter to God. He can use unbeliever to give you $1 million. Just take it. It's God. It's restoration time. Don't look at faces. Don't look at how they dress. Trust God. Amen. In your way to restoration and recovery, be sensitive. Your destiny helpers, they're always there. Vision fulfillers. There will be people that God can put in the path of our pastor. As he's talking about expanding, God can put them there. And they will say, oh, I know this nice contractor. He can give you this discount. I can even help to buy this. They help it. That we don't even have to spend a lot of money. Vision fulfiller. Because God has given him that vision and God wants to fulfill it. So we have to be very sensitive to people in this season. Do not overlook anybody because you never know who is dressed in a raggedy clothes and they're really angels. So we have to be careful. And the last point I want to say here, I'm almost done. It's like in this season, you're going to get a lot. We're going to get a lot of everything that the enemy has stolen from us. We're going to get the money. We're going to get the inheritance, the fortunes, everything the enemy stole. Just when Pastor was preaching it this morning about giving, I feel like jumping off my seat. I'm like, oh my God, Pastor Ted, you were saying what I was saying yesterday. As I was writing it, the Holy Spirit keep putting it in my heart as the recovery and abundance come. Make sure you extend hand of compassion. Give to the poor. Bless the brethren. Bless people. Because unbelievers, if you're generous to them, you can win them to the Lord. Don't just say, I'm only going to give to my family, to my people in my church. No, go out there. You see a homeless person, bless them. Tell them, like Pastor said, the Lord love you. One time I was giving money to the homeless people. I'll have dollars. Dollars, you know, $1. I'll give them $2 or $3. The Holy Spirit say, buy tracks. Tracks on salvation. Put the money in it and hand it to them. You never know how many people, after they see that money, they rejoice, they read that tract, they will say the sinner's prayer. So that's what I do in my car, I have tracts. I will put $2, $3, the Lord leads. As I go, I see homeless person, I give it to them. Giving to the poor, there is nothing that will bring, giving to the poor and the needy, people that will never pay you back. It will bring you prosperity. You will abound in blessing by doing that. So, Pastor, thank you for this word. I'm like, oh, my God. Pastor is saying exactly what the Lord was telling me yesterday. So I bless the name of the Lord. So as the blessing comes, extend hand of compassion to so many people. So in this season, brethren, as I bring this message to a close, remember, the Lord is saying, I will restore the years. He's the only one that can restore the years. We can't restore the years. He's a God of miracle. He knows what to do to restore years. He said, I will restore health. I will heal you. I will restore health. Our healing has already taken place, where it will begin to manifest. The Lord begin to manifest our healing and will heal us of every wound. He will restore our soul. No more are we going to have depression or bow down because of affliction. The Lord say, I will restore your soul. I will restore joy and peace to you. I will bring honor to you. Instead of shame, I will give you double honor. You will be celebrated. No longer would men look at you as an outcast. I will give you honor. I will restore honor and dignity to you. The Lord is saying, we are in this season, we have to remember the Lord is restoring our prosperity and giving us double of what we lost. In this season, we know that the Lord is saying, I will restore all to you. I will establish you. I will strengthen you. I will settle you in any area of your life where you need settlement. And he'll restore our hope, our joy, our peace, and give us new life. And remember, plan, prepare for restoration and recovery, because this is the season and it's coming. Do not be left out, because it's a season. This season will be over. But at this point, this is what the Lord wants us to do, to prepare for our season of restoration and recovery. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What a wonderful message. Give God another hand. Praise his name. To use Sister Cordelia to bring us a wonderful message this afternoon. I'm asking Sister Lakeisha to please collect her offering this afternoon. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Lakeisha to please pray for this offering dedicated to God.
Father, thank you so very much for everything that was given tangibly and everything that people gave spiritually, God. Thank you and bless all those who have given online, God. May their baskets, Father, financially, spiritually, and emotionally be overfilled, Father God, with your glory and your favor. And I thank you for all these things in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.